Joining us on the line right now, Montgomery County Council President George Leventhal, Democrat at large. Mr. Leventhal, thank you so much for being with us.
Good morning.
All right. So, look, the latest thing that we wanted to talk to you about was this idea that you would like to see a ban on pesticides used in Montgomery County, pesticides that are used to, you know, control things like grub worms, and people who have yards and care deeply about their green yards are very concerned about this. Somebody has pointed out that these things are already regulated by the EPA. They're already regulated by the Maryland Department of Agriculture. Why in the world do we need to have a third level of regulation on them by Montgomery County?
I've heard from constituents across the community who feel that their rights are infringed upon when their next-door neighbor applies chemicals to the lawn next door that may trigger asthma in children, that may expose pets to all kinds of health hazards. There's abundant published research that showed direct linkages between lawn chemicals and a wide range of health concerns, a wide range of cancers and problems with childhood brain development. Children in particular are especially vulnerable to environmental chemicals. They're in a very early stage of brain development, and children don't read pesticide labels and don't always adhere to posted notices. So when you're trying to protect the safety of children and animals, the fact that the EPA has mandated a warning label is not necessarily the most effective way to prevent children and animals from toxic
exposure. So you feel you need to go a level further than the EPA and the state has gone?
Well, I mean, this is a very gentle law. We're just saying that.
Well, it's a gentle law unless you care about your lawn.
Excuse me?
It's a gentle law unless you deeply care about your lawn and watching it being decimated by grub worms.
Okay. You've obviously got a point of view on this question. There are a rising number of lawn care companies that are thrilled about this law because it shines a bright light on the fact that it is absolutely possible to maintain a beautiful, lush, green lawn with healthy and natural practices rather than spraying chemicals that expose children and pets to risks and to toxic hazards.
There are some other risks to children that might have an unintended consequence from this law, council member, and that has to do with athletics, soccer in particular. You know, a lot of those soccer fields that you see all across Montgomery County, incredibly popular with your constituents, they have very thick turf there. For soccer, because that's a safety issue. They want the kids to have a very thick, robust, grassy field to play on. A lot of parents through their schools and through the people who maintain these lawns have said that because of these provisions, to keep that kind of healthy lawn, to keep their kids safe when they're playing soccer, it's going to take a whole lot more money and a whole lot more effort and a whole lot more labor. And still, even without those pesticides, with all that labor, they're not going to be able to keep it as robust. What is your answer to those parents?
I just want to repeat back to you what you said. You said a lot of people will say that to maintain a green and healthy field, it will take a lot more money. What's your source on that?
I'm actually looking at the Washington Post article that wrote this up. It says here that the moms and dads who are playing field grass are also covered by the measure, because this isn't just about a homeowner's front lawn. It's about the field grass. It says that these mom and dads are concerned that the lawns will be less safe if it isn't thickened with the help of traditional chemicals.
The best way to thicken your lawn is through frequent seeding and mowing.
Well, hold it. You just questioned Larry about his source of information, and when he said a lot of people. You have said a lot of people want to change this law. How many people?
I would say that the input we're getting from my constituents is probably 4-1 in favor of the bill.
But how many people total when you compare that to the total population of Montgomery County?
Absolutely. The population of Montgomery County is 1 million people, more than 1 million. We've not heard from a million people.
Well, but you know that your colleague, Roger Berliner, also quoted in the Washington Post, says that he's hearing from people he's never heard of from before when they heard about this provision. People are coming out of the woodwork, according to your colleague Berliner, saying that they don't want this to happen.
That's not the case. Overwhelmingly, I would say a ratio of 3 or 4 to 1. Overwhelmingly, the communications we're getting from the public are very much in favor of
this. Well, here's why, we sort of raise this question, because, an interesting little sort of list of things that have happened in Montgomery County of late that many people look at and they say, look, are we living in some kind of nanny state? I mean, for example, you have done something about taking away puppies and kittens, outlaw e-cigarettes. You have now talked about the bag tax. Remember the bag tax? And the foam containers, you did away with those. And you know, all these things, people begin to say, Well, is it really the job of the county to sort of tell me, you know, on this level, the things I can and cannot do?
Are you asking me a question?
Yeah.
And the question is what?
The question is that the role of government? I mean, you've sort of been jokingly called Dr. No in Montgomery County, that you're against all things. A lot of people look at that and say, the nanny state, really, I don't need you involved in my life to that degree.
And many people are delighted that we are going to prevent styrofoam little pellets from getting on our waterways and polluting Chesapeake Bay and polluting our oceans. We're going to maintain the health and safety of our water supply. We're going to protect children and pets from toxic chemicals on lawns. I mean, these measures all passed the county council overwhelmingly and are very, very popular with my constituents. We are a very environmentally conscious county. We're concerned about pollution throughout the environment, in the air and in the water and on the land, and we are using the authority of local government to try to make sure that we're the cleanest, healthiest, safest county in the region and, perhaps in the United States. So
our
that's what most
is...
of my constituents asked me to do. I've been elected four times, each time constituents have thanked me for my work on the environment. In fact, for the most part, where I've gotten opposition was because of votes I cast that, you know, were not as environmentally conscious. We've had concern about the rate and pace of growth and development and some concerns about the environment, road construction and lots of things that pose hazards for the environment. So, you know, mostly my constituents are very environmentally conscious. They want a safe and healthy environment. They want a clean Chesapeake Bay, which is very important to our business climate. People come to Maryland for many reasons, but one of those is that we have delicious seafood. And if we continue to leach toxic chemicals and styrofoam pellets and plastic bags into our waterways, then the marine life is going to be damaged, and we're not going to have blue crabs in the long run, or rockfish, or oysters, or the things that make Maryland so special.
President George Leventhal, president of the Montgomery County Council, is our guest. And actually, Councilmember Leventhal, I have no doubt that you reflect the voting ideas of Montgomery County. Frankly, I think that is a big part of it. But also, isn't it your job to look out for those in the county that don't necessarily agree with your positions and the majority of people in the county? Aren't you supposed to balance those that don't necessarily agree with you and make really the most sound law that reflects the entirety of the county, not just those who vote for you?
I absolutely agree that public policy must be balanced and sound. I absolutely agree with that.
Okay. Let me also ask, how are you going to enforce this pesticide law? Because people can just go over to Prince George's County or go across the river to Virginia and buy these pesticides. Are you going to have people policing what they're putting on their lawn?
The bill does not affect the sale of these materials, so they're for sale in Montgomery County.
So how are you policing this?
Most local governments require that individuals must cut their grass. If your grass grows too long, almost everywhere, I don't think that's considered a nanny state provision. And it's complaint-driven. So what will often happen, let's say you have a distressed property or a foreclosed property, neighbors will complain that the property is not being maintained, the grass is not being cut, and then the code enforcement division, in this case with lawn getting too high, would go and respond to the complaint. In the case of lawn chemicals, it would be the same thing. It would be the Department of Environmental.
But you can still go to Home Depot and get the stuff?
Yes, that's correct.
I'm confused. Why in the world would you ban it and then allow it to be sold?
Well, there are legal applications even under this bill. For example, this bill doesn't affect agriculture. We're not telling farmers what they may or may not use. So the products are legal and for sale.
Wait, so these pesticides are so bad, but it's okay to put it in the food that the farmers are growing?
Are you asserting the pesticides are bad, or are you being sarcastic?
No, I'm taking your argument. I'm not being sarcastic. I just don't understand the logic behind this. You're saying the pesticides harm the environment, so we can't use it on our lawns, but it's okay for farmers to put it on our food? I don't get that logic.
I understand that you don't get the logic. Look, here's the thing. Agriculture producers are licensed and well-trained, and it is certainly the case that there are hazards to crops that would affect the food supply, and so judicious use of pesticides and herbicides is more appropriate in the case of food production than it is in making sure that your lawn is a particular shade of emerald green. You can have a lush and healthy lawn without using toxic chemicals. The best way to have lush, healthy, thick grass is frequent seeding and mowing. You can use all kinds of natural, inexpensive mechanisms to have a safe and healthy lawn. People have been doing it forever. And the use of chemicals in lawn care is on the decline. The market is not interested in that. The market is moving towards healthy, organic, natural lawn care practices. We have many, many companies in Montgomery County that are implementing those practices, making a great living, and making sure that residents enjoy their yards and are able to, you know, kick back and lie in their hammock and enjoy a beautiful green lawn without the use of toxic chemicals.
Well, listen, we're out of time, but we really do appreciate, because we do have questions from time to time. We really appreciate you coming and answering these questions for us. Thank you so much.
Glad to be with you. Thanks. Take care. Have a great day.